I'd like to introduce Rick Newman, who's our engineering manager for Signode. Rick's been with us about 40 years and has been very much involved in the project that we're about to show you today. I had the pleasure of addressing the Beltwide about a year ago to introduce myself to the industry and at the same time pull our system that we were working on for a cotton bagging system at that time. We saw a lot of complexity and a lot of effort that went into the design. We felt like it was something that was going to put a lot of extra work on the gin in order to bag their cotton bales automatically. And we really tried to move in a direction of getting to a simpler design, removing the complexity and increasing your throughput through your existing gins. So Rick and I are here. We're going to do a little tag team and talk to you today just for a few minutes about what we're working on. And I think as we get into this, you'll see why we removed ourselves from the other project from a few years ago. And I think we have something very exciting to show you for the future. We call this our GenFast system, and I'm going to ask you to just for a moment stop what you know about bale packaging today, wire, strapping, bags, and just bear with us for a few moments so you can see what we're going to be working on for the future. Talking about cycle times for both wire and plastic strapping, think about those where we are, and excessive labor for the equipment, maintenance, and also the design of the equipment that we have out there today. And really the separation and containment between the separation of the strapping and the bag itself. And you might want to address why we got into this to begin with.
Yeah, it started about 18 months ago, and as David said, we were looking at a bagger, and it wasn't our shining moment. We were kind of looking at it, it looked kind of complicated, and it was getting out of control as far as costs go. We were also being challenged by the gins. You know, basically everybody wants to go faster. Just 1 year, I'd like you guys to say to us, hey, how about we slow down a little bit? How about that? You know, maybe 20 an hour. So, and in talking to industry, you know, OEMs and Loomis, and, you know, people want to do 100 bales an hour. It's kind of everybody wants to go faster. And the problem was we couldn't go any faster. We were butting up against the rules of physics, as my boss says, and I'm okay with bending the rules of physics, but there gets to be a point where I just can't go any faster. We had machines that were running 8-second cycle time, and that was about as fast as I can go, and they were asking us to do 4. So we had to change the way we were thinking, and that's kind of what started this whole thing.
Okay. So just a different way of looking at this. Over the years, Signode has a history of bringing new technology to different industries, in the cotton industry with automatic strapping on steel, metal, years ago, and plastic strapping in the 90s. And today, we're going to introduce the GenFast system for future development. And we'll talk a little bit about how we got here with the design.
Yeah, just the increased speed, it was number one with what we're thinking. The design criteria for this is 100 bales an hour. It's just a matter of horsepower and moving bales around, so we'll show you. And wanted to really eliminate the complexity. So after we had that goal, we had sort of a concept in mind. Quite frankly, my boss and I sat in a bar about 18 months ago. It's not the last time I've been in a bar, but it was 18 months ago. And everything good goes on a napkin. And so we thought about a couple of different things. We thought, well, maybe we'll glue the strap inside the bag. And we kind of poo-pooed that. And how about we weave the strap into the bag? That wasn't going to work. How are you going to make that? So then we came up with the horrible idea, why strapping at all? So here's what we came up with. If you look at the current package, you have the bag and you have the strap or the wire around it. First thing we did was we think about, let's get rid of the bag. Let me take a look at the strap. We're going to take the 6 straps and we're going to change them. We're going to put them into hundreds of what we call tapes. And then we eliminate the joint. In other words, we're going to make the bag in our factories and put cotton in the bag. Okay, and this is a very special bag. We had no idea if you could do it or not. We didn't know that this would work or not. We did it in the lab. Everything in my lab works very well. and we decided to actually went to Brazil and we tried it. And it turned out we could do it. And we started to look around, you know, for the performance, how it would work, would it grow, could we meet the specs, all that kind of stuff. So here's the machine. I'll show you it, and then we can talk a little bit about it. This is actually a test we did down in Texas at Verisco Corp. Our forks go in, we grab the bale.
You notice the ram is already back and returning home, so this freed up the press to start its rotation. And we're out of the way in just a few seconds.
This is our highly automated sample taker. This is just a prototype, guys. We'll automate this.
That will be automated, yes.
There's no hydraulics on this cart. This is all electric. The hydraulics are contained in the machine. Here we are pushing the bale now into what we call our chamber. It's all self-contained hydraulically. The chamber is hydraulic. And this is the bag sitting on the left-hand side. I'm pointing to the screen like you guys can see that, right?
Yeah.
Can you see the bag?
I think it's going to.
So the hydraulic ram will push that cotton bale against another bale that was actually in the chute and push it out.
And by staying in the mandrel until the next bale comes in, we get a more uniform bale. It's more square. It takes more of a set so that we have better stackability in the warehouse. And you'll see some of the advantages in the opening room in another video in just a moment. Again, the equipment you see here is just very rudimentary equipment just for the sake of doing this test, but this would not be production equipment that you're seeing now.
We're still in the feasibility thinking. We did a test of about 570 bales, and right now we're shipping those bales to both Frontier and Parkdale. And we're going to be doing a test there on the opening, which we'll show you in a second. It's going to run again?
No, it shouldn't. Do we have the right one loaded? There we go. Okay. So our goal here is to try to create the safest and strongest containment we've ever seen for cotton bagging. This is a drop test. You can't hear it very well in the sound here, but that was about a 25-foot drop. And you can see there's no damage to the product at all. And this is what we've learned. In the gin, talk about this. This is your avenue here.
Yeah, we learned that the equipment needs to be a little bit stronger for some areas. We've beefed our forks up and we've beefed up the chamber. So we're just taking a look at increased durability. You know, we like this stuff to last as long as you press this. In the warehouse, we learned in the warehouse was they kind of throw these bales around quite a bit. They were dragged on the ground and all sorts of stuff. So we're taking a look at some increased abrasion resistance, and we're trying to minimize the propagation of any cuts or anything else that do get in the bag. The real exciting thing was we took this to mills, both domestically and internationally. The two things they really like about it is, number one, it's recyclable. It's only one product that they have to recycle. It's not like wire and strap in a bag or something else. It's just the bag, and we can recycle that. It's PET. And the other big issue is safety while opening it. The safety in an opening room and the manning of an opening room is the two biggest problems that mills have globally. So here's, for those of you who have never seen it, here's how they do traditional wire. This happens to be wire in a bag. This guy's not an actor. You notice he leaves the wire on the top and the bottom. You do the same with plastic, of course. And he puts it in place. Has to take off the last two. And he's ready to go.
This is our version.
It's the same mill, same guy. All we did was give him a utility knife. No safety stuff. He just goes around and slits at the top and the bottom. Then he slits up the side. You'll see the bale released quietly.
Very controlled.
Takes it away. Pulls the top off. Pulls it off. The gin manager ran this gin or this, excuse me, this textile mill told me that he'd be waiting 25 years for a solution like this. Hugged me.
And our next step is looking at a way to possibly increase the shut height. So right now you're going down to 19 or 20 inches, and really the reason that you're compressing to that level is to be able to get a strap or a wire around it and keep it within UD specification. We feel like we may have the opportunity with this system to be able to reduce the shut height, instead of 19 or 20 inches, increase that to a 25 to 26 inches. Now from a PSI standpoint, you can see what that's going to do for your press. From a life expectancy standpoint, and just overall lower cost, plus a reduction in time as well. So we're very excited. We're looking at doing some things outside the press to offer the ability to press in our system, and we're working on that in our lab now.
And we'll be pressing in our system. We still have to bring it down to a certain height to kill the bale, but we still will be doing it offline to allow you to flip your boxes to fill the box back up again.
And automatic sampling, of course, that would have to be a part of this as well. And then the machine automation, the back end, very robust design for manipulating the bale, moving it after it's been passed through the mandrel, sealing the back end, scales, and also looking at automatic barcoding label applicating pre-printed. We tried the printing with our system before. It was very difficult, added a lot more complexity to it, so using a pre-printed label and then some type of scanner to scan it to ensure that both of the labels are the same number before it goes out of the gin. So in the ginning process, our goals were to increase throughput, ease of maintenance, no more small moving parts, no more integral parts. These big, robust, it's agricultural friendly is what we call it. Removing complexity from your operation and increase press life and safety in the gin. The warehouse, tight uniform bales, and improving stackability in the warehouses. And the opening mill, obviously operator safety is a primary concern, reducing contamination and efficiency, but also recyclability of the package for the end user. Questions?
Back in the bag.
Yes, sir.
Can you make that do universal density?
Yes. The question was, can we make that do UD bales? Yes, sir, we can.
Because it looks like these are higher than universal density. Bringing up a lot higher than normal bales.
The bales that you saw there were from Brazil. And so that's a shorter bale, to 46-inch bale instead of a 54-inch. And we are going to be opening test product this next week at Frontier in Parkdale. So our next videos will have some opened up with UD bales from the U.S.
Back in the bay.
Yes, sir.
Your modification to the top-to-bottom ram, does it allow you to still wire tie if something happens?
The question was, could we, would the openings allow for wire ties? Yes, it's really very little difference between that and what we do with plastic strapping now. So as far as the ability for it to move into the system, yes.
The modifications on the top and bottom ram, are they drastic? Are they just normal, like a normal Signode strapper?
It would be like a normal Signode strapper. Instead of six, it would be eight openings for the clamps.
The only real difference is the width of those forks is 1.25 inches, so you have to make it a bit wider.
Anything else?
One more question.
What's the cost comparison between the standard method of strapping and bagging versus this new method?
The question was, what is the cost differential? We're still working on that as well, but our goal has been all along to make sure that the cost of the bag that we're producing here is within the same price range as what you're paying now for a bag and strapping.
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Are you going to be around tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay.